This is VOA News. I'm Nabil Biagio. Palestinian health officials say Israeli strikes on Gaza's southern city of Rafah killed 22 people, including 18 children. The strikes came as the United States is on track to approve billions of dollars in additional military aid to Israel. More than half of Gaza's population of 2.3 million has sought refuge in Rafah from fighting elsewhere. Israel has vowed to expand its ground offensive to Rafah despite international calls for restraint, including from the U.S. Among those killed in the latest Israeli strikes was a pregnant woman. Doctors managed to save her baby. Israel's prime minister is vowing more, quote, painful blows soon. Police in Tennessee say 8 people were shot, including 2 men who were killed at an unsanctioned public party in a Memphis city park. Memphis Police Chief Sarah Lynn Davis says officers responded at 7:19 p.m. Saturday to a reported shooting in Orange Mound Park. 2 men were pronounced dead at the scene and 6 people were transported to hospitals with 1 in critical condition, as AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
8 people were shot, including 2 men who were killed at a private party in Memphis City's Orange Mound Park Saturday night around 7 p.m. Police say up to 300 people were there, but it doesn't seem they had a permit for the party. Officials are reviewing video and say at least 2 people are believed to have fired weapons during the shooting. Memphis police initially reported 16 people shot, but revised the number, blaming it on a result of several victims being reported multiple times. I'm Julie Walker.
This is VOA News. The most significant case in decades on homelessness has reached the Supreme Court as record numbers of people in America are without a permanent place to live. VOA's Tommy McNeil has the details.
The justices on Monday will consider a challenge to rulings that found punishing people for sleeping outside when shelter space is lacking amounts to unconstitutional, cruel, and unusual punishment. A political cross-section of cities in California and across the West argue the decision has restricted them from common sense measures intended to keep homeless encampments from taking over public parks and sidewalks. Advocacy groups say the ruling provides essential legal protections, especially with an increasing number of people forced to sleep outside as the cost of housing skyrockets. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ukrainian and Western leaders have welcomed the passing of a desperately needed aid package for Ukraine by the U.S. House of Representatives. The Kremlin warned the passage of the bill would, quote, further ruin Ukraine. The House approved $61 billion in aid as Democrats and Republicans banded together after months of hard right resistance over renewed American support for repelling Russia's invasion. The Ukrainian president, who had warned that Ukraine would lose the war without U.S. funding, praised American lawmakers for their decision. The Kremlin spokesperson called the approval of aid to Ukraine, quote, expected and predictable, end quote, and warned it would result in the deaths of more Ukrainians. Dozens visited a memorial to the victims of the Columbine High School shooting on Saturday, marking 25 years since the tragedy. Visitors silently took in the memorial stones and crosses bearing the names of the dead and injured. J.P. McDaniel was at the Columbine High School on April 20, 1999.
Because this is part of my community and it's become part of my life. I was at Columbine on that day, and just to come and reflect a little bit, not to mourn, but to be happy and rejoice that people still remember and still carry on. And there's been so much good that has come from this, and that's what we need to remember.
Planning for the Columbine Memorial began just 2 months after the shooting. It opened to the public in September 2007. 12 students and 1 teacher were killed by 2 high school seniors who opened fire in Columbine High School on April 20, 1999. In Washington, Nabil Biagio.